and we started to run away. After getting far ahead, I tripped on a fresh corpse with his whole body mutilated. It was George. What a coincidence. Christopher then broke apart and started crying. He took off his chest plate and held his dagger. He then whispered something to me which I couldn't get, and he stabbed himself where he lay dead amongst George. I kneeled down and thanked him for his service. He could still hear me as I tore the dagger off his heart. He gave me a light smile. It turned out the guy that I stabbed were their commander, and they were behind me. Again, another chase. This time they had crossbows.